Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 26.
Hello, 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese. 我叫马克。
大家好，我是 Crystal， 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese. 很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
Now, I have to be honest here. It is a little while since we recorded a lesson, so I'm a little bit rusty today. Indeed, how would I say long time no see?
好久不见。
好久不见。
非常好。
So long time no see. What does that literally mean, Crystal?
好久 meaning really long, long time.
Okay.
不见 not see you.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So 好久不见。好久不见。
非常好。
So long time no see and long time no record. It's a while since we've recorded a lesson, although the lessons are continuing to be published every couple of weeks. It is a while since we've been in the studio. So it's great to be back. And in this episode, we're going to be doing something a little bit more, well, a little bit different. Early in our course of Coffee Break Chinese, we learned to talk about ourselves and introduce ourselves. And I was saying to Crystal that I felt that I don't know enough about how to talk about myself in order to make friends on a trip to China. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And this will help you learn to introduce yourself in a social or a work context. So we'll begin with some review of the material we previously covered and then look at some new materials.
How?
Make sense?
好,非常好。
Okay, well, the usual question is, 准备好了吗?
开始吧。
Crystal, remind us some important aspects of this whole topic about talking about ourselves.
Well, first off, you need to introduce your name to people you meet. So name, 名字。
名字, that's something we've definitely covered before. In fact, I would say my name is, I can just say 我叫马克, of course. Mm-hmm. But if I'm saying, when would I use the word name, perhaps in the question?
我的名字叫马克。
All right, so that's a different way of phrasing the question. We can just say 我叫马克, yeah. But 我的名字叫马克, and we would say 叫 as opposed to 是.
You can use both.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So can I say 我的名字是马克?
对.
And if I want to ask the question, what is your name?
请问你叫什么名字?
Of course, 请问。你叫什么名字?
对。
Okay, we've seen that before. We've heard that word before. What about where we come from?
So the question is, where do you come from? 你从哪来?
Of course, so 从 is the from part, mm. and the 来 come.
Yeah.
So 你从哪来? Mm-hmm. Where are you from? I know that this is it's a review for me and for our listeners, mm-hmm. but it's probably not a bad thing to review this. Mm. So... 你从哪儿来?
哎,对。
And if I want to say I am from Scotland, in my case, 我从苏格兰来。
非常好。
I've remembered something. And then we've talked about where we come from, and what about where we live?
你住在哪儿?
Okay, so again, a phrase, a question that we've come across before. 你住在哪儿? And therefore I could say 我住在格拉斯哥。
非常好。
I couldn't remember my tones there. What are the correct tones there?
You are correct. 格拉斯哥。
Oh, first tones.
格 second tone.
Oh, second tone. 格拉斯哥。
Mm.
Okay, so 我住在格拉斯哥。
非常好。
Okay, Now, I actually bumped into someone that I haven't spoken to in a long time. It was a colleague that I used to work with and who is actually Chinese. And she was quite delighted to find that I had been learning some Chinese. And she started talking to me about my ability to speak Chinese.
Wow.
So let's think a little bit about this. How would we say I can speak Chinese? Let's see if our listeners can remember this. Okay. I can speak Chinese. Crystal, how would you say I can speak Chinese?
我会说中文.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm learning Chinese, that's slightly different.
我在学中文.
So we recognize these words. 我在学中文. Excellent. 我在学中文. So I actually did, in fact, I used both those sentences with my former colleague, and she was quite impressed. But when you're meeting someone in China, what would he actually say? Do you really say 你好, or is there another expression that you could use?
Normally we say 你好.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a phrase that I've come across in some books, and It sounds a little bit strange to me. It sounds a little bit rude to me, actually. But it's something about are you eaten or something like that. Can you tell us about
that? It was very popular. I guess back in the 1960s, 70s or early 1980s, where China was still quite poor. So for people, they care about, have you been eating? You know, and food was quite scarce at that time. But nowadays, China is so well developed, so people are less concerned about whether you have had eaten or not. They ask, how are you doing instead?
Okay, so what was that phrase that was used in the past?
你吃了吗? 你吃了吗?
So that is, you eat, and then the kind of past thing, the situation, 了, and the question, 你吃了吗? Okay.
But sometimes you could simply say 吃了吗?
吃了吗?
Eaten?
Yeah, okay. But as you say, this is not something that is used regularly now.
Not so much. Not but so much. If you go to the countryside, perhaps people still use that expression.
Okay. Right. Again, with my colleague the other day, she was asking how my family was. And I realized that I have never learned how to say the age of my children, for example. So could we learn about age in order to be able to introduce yourself and perhaps your family too?
Yeah. Age is 岁.
岁.
Yeah. For example, you say 9 years old, you say 九岁.
So just 9 and then the word 岁.
对.
九岁. That seems straightforward. Mm-hmm. So would I say, if I'm pointing to my son, for example, and I say he is 9 years old, 他九岁.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah. It's easier than I thought.
Yeah.
他九岁. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, if I'm talking about my daughter and mm-hmm. I said that she is 12 years old, then,
Ended.
Okay, I'll have a go. And I'm thinking it's the same word, but it's a different character, yeah?
Yeah.
他十二岁.
Very good. 非常好.
Okay. So what would the question be? How old are you?
Mm-hmm. 你多大了?
你多大了?
Mm-hmm.
你多大了? So there was a first tone, then a fourth tone there. 多大了?
Mm. Mm. 多 means how many.
Yeah.
大 means age. How big are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
how big are
word.
You? Yeah.
Right.
How old are you?
So the 大 is exactly the same word as in 大学.
对对对.
Right. So 你多大了?
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to say how old is your son, for example, I would say, you son, how big question.
Yeah.
Now, here you're using le as opposed uh-huh. to ma.
Yeah, because this is not a yes, no question. That's why we're not using ma.
Of course. Okay, so let's hear the question again.
你多大了?
Right, and we can put in your son or your daughter, for example, if you're meeting a family, you could say, what age is your daughter? That would be...
你女儿多大了?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about age? Do we talk about age in Chinese? Is it rude to ask someone their age?
Less sensitive than in the UK or in the West. In the past, we just ask straight away, 你多大了? For adults, for children. But nowadays, I think Chinese is more westernized now, more internationalized. So we do not tend to ask people's age straight away. But there are ways to find out their ages.
Okay, and
a subtle way.
And that would be?
For example, in China, we have 12 animals. What do you call that?
The animals of the zodiac, yeah.
Exactly. So we say, which year were you born? Which animal are you? And then we can calculate roughly how old you are.
So how would you ask which animal sign are you?
你属什么?
Right, okay. 你属什么?
So here, 属 is belong to. Which 什么 is what? Uh-huh. What do you belong to? It's omitted. 动物 animal is omitted here.
Right, so we don't need to say animal, but people would understand what do you belong to. 你属什么? But we could say, what was the word for animal that you said?
动物。
动物。So is that specific to the animal year, or is it the general word for animal?
It is a general word for animal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Remind me what a zoo is.
动物园。
An animal garden.
Exactly.
动物园。Uh-huh. Right. So we can say, 你属, no, sorry, 你属什么? And then if I want, I can go, 动物。
Yeah, you could, but we really don't say that. We just say, 你属什么? And then we just understand. You're asking which year, animal year I was born in.
Okay, Crystal. I'm going to ask you then, 你属什么?
我属猴。
Okay, so I've no idea what that means. Can you help me?
猴, monkey.
Monkey, okay. 我属猴。
对。
Second tone?
我属猴, yeah, second tone.
Second
yeah.
tone, okay. Okay, if I was born in, I'll tell you my age, I don't mind. I was born in 1972. So do you know what animal sign I would be?
Let me think. You are...属你属鼠。
So you're saying 属鼠你属鼠 is that the same word?
It's different word, but exactly same tone, same pronunciation. However, remember we have two third tones together. The first third tone becomes second tone.
Right. So let's get this straight in my head.The 鼠 is belong to,、
yep.
and then the other word that is for a rat,、
yep.
I'm a rat apparently,、
mm-hmm.
is that a good thing?
You're very good,
All right,
yes.
Good. So the rat is 鼠,、mm-hmm. but when we put the 鼠 and 鼠 together, the first one becomes 鼠, 鼠. So 我鼠鼠。
非常好。
If you've got three third tones together, what happens to the first one?Can you say, I am a rat, I belong to the rat, without thinking about it?
You just say, 我属鼠。
So the first 我 was kind of like a second tone, yeah. So 我属鼠。
对。
我属鼠。And then you said, 我属
猴。
猴。So that's a third tone as well.
我属猴。No, 猴 is second tone.
Second. Okay. Great stuff. Okay, well, our listeners, I'm sure what we'll do, we'll put a link in the,、mm. in the show notes so that our listeners can check out what sign they are、mm. and then they'll be able to learn, we'll include the words for all the animal signs in our、okay. bonus episode and a link in the show notes to a site which will help you identify what animal sign you are.、
Mm.
We're going、to break for a little moment and then when we come back, we'll talk a little more about the kind of questions that you may be asked if you're traveling in China and someone starts speaking to you.
How?
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, today we are talking about the theme of how you would cope with a conversation if you're travelling in China and being able to answer some questions that you may be asked and indeed take part in the conversation yourself. So far we've been asking about ages of family members mm-hmm. and also your ability to speak Chinese and when were you born, which animal sign you are and all that kind of thing. Let's go on to another topic which is very likely to be asked, and that is the question, why are you in China? Crystal, what would that question be?
Yeah, when we ask in Chinese, we do not tend to ask why. We ask, what are you doing here in China instead?
Okay.
So in Chinese, 你来中国做什么?
So literally, you at China do what?
Exactly.
你来中国做什么?
Mm-hmm.
你来中国做什么? So let's learn some possible answers for this. What might we be? I suppose we could be on holiday, on vacation.
Yeah. 我在这里度假.
Right. You're saying 这里.
Instead
is that
of,
the same as 这儿?
It's same in meaning, but 这儿 is more popular in northern China or in Beijing. 这里 is anywhere else in China.
Anywhere else. Okay. Let's. I think it's time that we introduce both. Okay.
Good.
So I can say 我在. I've forgotten the word for on holiday, actually. Can you go through that again?
我在这里度假。度假.
So, 我在这里度假.
Mm-hmm.
I am on holiday. Or I could say, if I'm there with my wife, for example, I could say, 我们在这里度假。对. Okay. Right. I may be in China for work. How would I say, I'm here for work?
我在这里工作。
工作, so that's work, yeah?
Mm.
我在这里工作,
mm-hmm.
right? Another very likely reason, perhaps, that I might be in China is to learn Chinese.
Mm. 我在这里学中文.
So I, at, here, learn Chinese.
对.
我在这里学中文.
Mm. 文,
中文, mm-hmm. or could I say 我在这儿学中文？可以. Okay, so 这儿 or 这里, both will work. I'm here to visit my family
mm-hmm.
or some family members, I guess.
Yeah, 我来这里看望家人.
Right, now, Crystal, you said 来 there. That's to come.
Yes, I come here to visit my family.
So could we say 我在 Surely, mm-hmm. and then whatever you said there.
Yeah, same.
Both work. So
yeah.
I've come here to learn Chinese. I've come here to visit family.
Good.
Or I am here. I'm at here.
Precisely.
So let's hear I am here to visit or I've come here to visit family.
Okay, let's say I am here to visit family first. 我在这里看望家人.
看望.
Meaning to see, to visit.
So we've heard kan before.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between kan and kan wang?
Kan is just to see. Kan wang is to pay a visit.
Okay. Kan wang. And then the family?
家人. 家 is home, family. Mm-hmm. 人 is people, home people.
Okay. So 我在这里看望家人.
非常好.
Or could I say I've come to visit family? 我来这里看望家人. 家人.
非常好.
Okay. Okay. That's all making sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have established that you can speak Chinese. And then naturally, the following question would be, how long have you been studying Chinese?
Right, okay. Can we hear that question?
Uh-huh. 你学中文多久了?
Right. I think I recognize all of those different bits in there. So you said 你学中文, so you learn Chinese. Then you said 多久了?
How long?
How long? So the 多 is the same as 多大了?
对。
So how many years or how big? And 多久了?
How long?
Where have we seen that 久 before?
Just now. 好久不见。
Of course. So, long time no see. So, how long? 多久? So, let me see if I can put this all together. You learn Chinese. How long
has it been?
Has it been? Yeah, let's say, has it been the l at the end? 你, no, 你学中, oh, my tones are all to pot here. 你学中文多久了?
非常好。
Let's hear the question.
你学中文多久了?
Okay, I need my first tones to be higher. 你学中文多久了?
Perfect.
Okay, so, okay, let's give an answer for this. I have been learning Chinese, let's say, for 2 months.
我学中文两个月了。
Right, so, 两个 is 2 and a measure word, and 月 is month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the 了 at the end. 我学中文两个月了。
对。
Right, what about 2 years?
我学中文两年了。
Okay, 我学中文两年了。
非常好。
Right. I think probably what I would follow this up with is it's difficult. I think I know this. Is it 很难?
对。
很难, so 难。Second tone is the word for difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I find most difficult probably about Chinese is the tones. How do you say tones?
声调。
声调。声调。Right. So could I say 声调很难?
对。
Right. So 声调很难。
很难。
很难。声调很难。
非常好。
Crystal, if we're traveling in China and talking to a native speaker in Chinese, perhaps they would want to know who we are traveling with or who I'm traveling with. So what would that question be?
你和谁一起旅行?
Right, let's split this up again. I recognize the words in there, well, some of them. The 旅行 is travel.
Yep.
So you said 你和, and then what was the next word?
谁.
What's that?
Who.
Who. So is that like saying you with who?
一起 means together.
Right. We've come across 一起 when we say 很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
非常好,非常好。
Okay, so 一起, so that's first and then third?
一起.
Fourth, third. Okay, 一起. Right. 你和谁一起旅行。
非常好。
So, you with whom together traveling.
对。
So, can I answer this? I'm going to try and answer this. I'm going to say that I am traveling with my friend. And I'm going to guess that would be 我和朋友一起旅行。
太棒了。
So, I've said there, I...With friend, together, travel.
对。
Right. Do I need to say with my friend or anything like that?
You don't have to, because obviously you travel with your friends. You don't travel with somebody's friends, right?
Indeed. So if I were to say with my friend, could you just give me that whole phrase?
我和我的朋友一起旅行。
Of course, yeah. So 我和我的朋友一起旅行。
对。
So if I'm traveling with my wife, would I say 我和我的妻子一起旅行。
太棒了。
I think I'm getting this. I think I'm getting this. If our listeners are traveling with their husband, what would they say?
我和我的丈夫一起旅行。
Perfect. Okay. Right. What about talking about how long we're in China for?
Mm-hmm. So you can ask, 你们在这里待多久?
Okay, again, let's split this up. So we've got 你们, you all, or you both in the case of a couple, 在这里, at here.
Yeah.
Then what did you say?
待, 待 means to stay.
Okay, it's a new word. So 待, and then you said 多久, again, how long. So you at here stay how long? 你在这里待多久?
非常好。
Right, so let's say I am staying here for, can we try 2 days? I'll see if I can work this one out. 我在这里待两个天。
两个天, we do not use the measure word for 天 here.
Okay.
Just 2 days, 两天。
两天, okay. But would you use a measure word with other times, for example, if you're here for 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yes. 两个星期 and 2 months, 两个月. But when it comes to year, no measure word, 两年.
Right, so days, no measure word.
Year.
Weeks, measure word. Months, measure word. And year, no measure word.
对.
What about hours?
Yes, measure word.
Measure word, okay. And is it g all the time for all of these measure? Yay, we like that. We like that. It's always good when it's g. So I am here for 2 days. 我在这里待两天。
嗯，很好。
Or for 2 weeks. Week is 星期。
星期。
星期。Okay, so both first tones. 我在这里待两个星期。
非常好。
Remembered my g in there. Good, excellent. Right, we're going to be talking a little more about this in our bonus episode. We're going to be adding some extra phrases in there. But one thing that I think is important, if we're finishing off a conversation, how would we say it has been lovely meeting you, I've enjoyed meeting you, or something like that? Could we just use our phrase that we've used in the past?
Yes, yes. When, it's the same when you meet each other for the first time. You say, hello, my name is such and such. Nice to meet you. I use the same thing. 很高兴认识你. You use the same expression when you say goodbye as well.
Okay, 很高兴认识你. Right, so we can use that as a greeting and as a goodbye. Perhaps we could add one more thing in there. Perhaps if we want to stay in touch, what would we do there?
The most popular thing is WeChat.
WeChat, okay. Yeah. Interesting that you mentioned that. So tell us a little more about WeChat.
WeChat is so important in everyday's day-to-day life and in work as well. Me, personally, I live in Scotland, but I keep in touch with all my friends, business associates in China, in Scotland, in the UK, through WeChat.
Okay.
You could talk to them, you could leave a message, text message, voice message, you could have a conference call or a video call, you could send pictures, documents. It's just so convenient.
Okay. Now, probably we should say that there will be other methods out there. We're not, this is not an advert for WeChat or anything like that, but as a cultural thing in China, WeChat is everywhere.
And you pay by WeChat too.
Okay. So how would we say then, what's the expression? Is it, here is my WeChat? You know, how do you
exchange? We actually don't say that. We say, add my WeChat.
Right. How would we say that then?
加我微信, 加 is add.
加.
Yeah, 我 means me or I or my. 微信 is WeChat.
微信.
So effectively, 微 means micro, 信 means message, micro message.
Right. So what was the word for add again?
加.
加. 加我微信.
Yeah.
So
when people meet each other, we always say, oh, 加我微信. So we just add each other on the WeChat and then boom, that's you.
That's you. Excellent. Well, okay, I'll need to get WeChat and I'll need to add you on WeChat so that we can plan our next episode.
Exactly.
But for now, we're going to leave it there. Now, I mentioned the bonus episode there. You can access our bonus episode and also lesson notes and videos of all our Coffee Break Chinese lessons by heading over to coffeebreakchinese.com. These are our bonus materials, which will give you the opportunity to practice your Chinese further.
Don't forget, you can also join us on Facebook and practice your Chinese on facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. And you can keep track of what's going on behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages by following Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
That is it for this lesson. Next time, we're going to be talking about jobs. Again, it's very useful to be able to outline what you do for a living if you're making friends. And we'll also be talking about different types of occupations, learning how to say that in Chinese. Mm-hmm. All that coming up in the next episode, episode 27 of Coffee Break Chinese. But for now, we would like to say thank you, and we'll be back again soon with more. 谢谢,再见.
谢谢,再见.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.